broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, August the 3rd, 2023. And my goodness, we want to thank Sam Donaldson for joining us in hour number one today. He was great as always. If anybody has anything they'd like to say in regard to Sam Donaldson's appearance or the whole Trump issue, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about here, and I've also got ticket giveaways to the Ohio State Fair, so we're going to try to do this quickly here. Our fair giveaway today is for the show tonight. Tyler Hubbard at the Celeste Center tonight at 7 p.m. And I believe Tyler Hubbard is a country music performer, so that's how that will all shake out. Now, we also have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival this weekend, so that's a lot of fun going on this weekend. And we'll be doing that tomorrow as well. We have tickets to the Ohio State Fair tomorrow. We have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival tomorrow. So we'll continue with that. And, of course, we have a big Friday here. I'll be on from 8 to 9. Pastor Whitaker from 9 to 10. Matt and I from 10 to 11. Pastor Craig from 11 to 12, and then Exchange Club tomorrow from 12 to 1. Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself. And then tomorrow night, we'll have the Friday night show, 8 to 10. Sean Kraft, I believe Pastor Craig is coming in for that. Emily will be back for that one. And Matt and myself. So five people tomorrow night. It's becoming a party on Friday nights here at the station. Hope you enjoyed the Harding presentation yesterday. Certainly, Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, came on yesterday during the 100th anniversary celebration of the death of President Harding and said what he wanted to say. And, of course, President Harding is always fun to have on. If anybody has anything they'd like to say in regard to that, we'll leave the phone lines open as well, 740-751-4038. Now, here's how forgetful I can get. I asked our friend Bob Welsh to make us some new top 10 lists for the show yesterday. And somehow, during the course of yesterday's show, I forgot to do them. So I will be doing those top 10 lists because they are good for August the 2nd, the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death. I will be doing those top 10 lists at some point. So I don't know how I forgot it. I don't know what happened. I had it written down so I wouldn't forget it, but somehow yesterday I forgot it anyway. That's just kind of the way it works some mornings here on the show. Plus, we have two new top 10 lists tomorrow for the morning programs and the evening programs. You know, it seems like I'm going nonstop. After the program yesterday, I ended up going over to Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus. That's always a lot of fun. Went to the Dairy Queen last night, got an Oreo Blizzard. It seems like everything is nonstop. And all you got to do to be my friend, as I've always said, is just get me an Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. That's really all it takes. And we'll be friends for life. And I think that's all I've got to say here. I did it very fast there. I got more literature in the mail regarding issue one, VIP voter, and it has my address on here. Your vote, your choice. Dear VIP voter, Ohio voters can make laws through ballot initiatives with a simple majority. Keep this freedom by voting on issue one. Please vote early starting July 11th or on election day, August the 8th. And then at the autumn, I can't really make out this name. It says Gray C, I think. It looks handwritten, but I'm pretty sure that this is not handwritten. I really don't know anymore, but I know that the issue one cards keep coming, and that'll be August 8th, and vote however you would like. All right. Phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Again, in regard to the Sam Donaldson interview, the President Harding events that we did yesterday, anything that's on your mind, dial the digits and we can talk to you this morning. 740-751-4038. Or if there's anything else on your mind, we always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. All right, remember, even if you don't want Tyler Hubbard tickets, you can play along this morning. The Family Feud is always a lot of fun here on WGH Talk. Okay. I'm trying to think of where we were the other day when it came to the categories we were in. Okay. Well, I don't want to do that category here. Okay, this is an interesting category. I like these. Okay, name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. How about that one? Name a word that rhymes with will, W-I-L-L, that's associated with doctors. Now, there are five on the list here. 740-751-4038. 27 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the big one. Bill.
Pill. Was it pill?
Bill. B.
Bill. Bill. Bill is number one. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Sitting here listening to you and Sam Donaldson.
What'd you make of the interview with Sam this morning?
Sam always tells it like it is.
Well,
I don't beat around the bush.
When it comes to President Trump, we've seen the indictments this summer and late spring. Do you think this is the most dangerous for him, as Sam said?
Honestly, even if they find him guilty of anything, I doubt if he serves any time.
Mm. Did you get a chance to hear the Harding program yesterday?
Yep. Yeah, I did. I heard just about all of it, and I had some issues with the app. It went off for some odd reason a couple times, but I got it back. I heard most of it.
Well, the important part of that, what did you make of Jim Blessing?
Now, I heard all of that interview.
Yeah, he kind of vented his spleen yesterday morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, he kind of has a right. I mean, Van Britten was treated pretty bad. But, I mean, things back then, that's just the way things went back then.
Well, do you think, though, he should have gotten an invitation to the festivities yesterday?
Yeah, I feel he should have got an invitation, but the way I see it, the actual Harding family will probably never admit that he's actually related. Not in public, anyway.
Yeah, it's very crusty situation. Do you know who Tyler Hubbard is?
No, sir. I do not.
Yeah, well, apparently he's a country singer, I think. I looked it up this morning. Something with Georgia Florida Line. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that band.
Yeah. Apparently that's the show tonight. Now, tomorrow, I believe, are the Jeff Dunham tickets. I believe that's going to be a big day.
Yeah. I wish I could play to go to that, but my wife has to work and I have to work.
But hopefully you'll be listening tomorrow morning, because Fridays are fun on this station.
Yeah, I'll probably be listening. I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate you being out there, and if you have any more guesses, call them in.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill. That is the big one, isn't it? That was number one on the list. Bill, B-I-L-L. Telephone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. W-I-L-L. Rhymes with will.
Go ahead, caller.
I would say pill.
Yeah, pill. Absolutely. Number two on the list.
Now, if it's a dentist, it would be drill, but you said doctor. You mean like an MD or osteopath doctor, not a dentist.
I believe so. I believe a doctor is the term.
But the tooth is that if it's a dentist, it would be drill, as well as bill. Okay, well, that was quite a thrill, Scott.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right. Bill is number one, and pill is number two. Bill, B-I-L-L, pill, P-I-L-L. Still three others on the list. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Now remember will, W-I-L-L. Bill was number one, and pill was number two. Still three other answers on the list, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Living will.
Living will. No living will, but a good guess. Did you hear the Harding Show yesterday?
It was dinner time there. I heard most of it. Why?
Oh, yeah, well, what'd you make of the grandson yesterday morning? I thought he was interesting.
I did, too. I think, like the first caller, isn't his name the same as yours, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, Scott. I'm glad he's back in the gang. But you know what? All that stuff I can't talk upon it because that young man, like you said, he wasn't around, you know, and knew Harding and all that stuff. And so I think he does a good job withstanding what he believes in, and I'm proud of him on that.
And Sam Donaldson this morning, you know, however he feels, I think he does come on and give a good honest description of what's going on.
Yeah, Carol and I listened to him, and I got her opinion also. She said that one thing about it, you can understand him. You don't use no big fancy words, and you don't beat around like Scott does, and a very, very good man that you really can be interested when you get, and about all of your celebrities and stuff, they're all good people, you know. You pick on some good ones, and if you listen to them, everything that you've been worked hard for, and I'm just going to tell you this and I'll get off of here, you've been in a whirlwind, that's for sure. You haven't had time to even eat, have you?
Hey, I got in the Baker's Pizza yesterday. That's about it this week.
That's what you said, yeah. You'll look like a pizza here before long.
Hey, thanks.
I'll catch up with you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. A word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. This has been a week. My goodness. Governor Celeste and Mary Ellen Withrow on Monday from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, Dr. Feynman on Tuesday, the Harding shows yesterday with Jim Blessing and Warren Harding, today Sam Donaldson. Oh, and tomorrow's Friday. We're still banging around, though, aren't we? All right, name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill and pill are what we have so far.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, I have two of the best comedy answers ever. I think the second one will actually be there. But the first one, here for the PhD doctors, how about Jill, like Biden? That won't be there, but I thought that was a very creative answer.
Yeah, no Jill on the list.
You like my answer, Jill? As a
That's not bad. Jill Biden. Not bad.
The second answer, I think, will be there, Dr. Phil. Now,
no Dr. Phil on the list.
I don't think he's a medical doctor either, but...
I'm not sure he's a doctor. I don't know if he's a doctor.
Phil. Okay, well, I didn't, I thought those would be good, but of course they weren't there. You got to like Jill. I think that was one of the best. In honor of Sam, I imagine he's a bit of a fan of Jill, so.
Well, you never know. I don't know.
Okay, well, I tried. Pill and Bill, I think, are the most obvious, but quite a thrill.
Yeah, so definitely a thrill.
Grill myself on some better answers.
Maybe you can work on your will.
Oh, I think I got one. Here's a funny answer that might be there. How about Over the Hill? The doctor says you're old, you're over the hill.
If your doctor said that to you, I'd get a new doctor, but no Over the Hill.
Okay, well, I'm trying for comedy answers, Scott. Okay, see you later.
All right, yeah, comedy's crucial there, Adam. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. A word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. We've got Bill and we've got Pill. Still three to go on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. How about that? Bill was number one. 63 people said Bill. Pill was number two. 22 people said pill. Three other answers on the list. Tickets to see Tyler Hubbard tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Wow. The excitement there is legendary, I would think. All right, let's go to the phone. Florida Georgia line. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, if you see a surgeon, you want to hope that he or she has a lot of skill, right? Skill in performing the operation.
No skill on the list.
You'd want a surgeon with good skill or good skills, right?
You would want some skills, but no skill on this list.
Okie dokie.
All right, no skill on this list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. The answers we have already are Bill and Pill. Bill was number one. 63 people said Bill. Pill was number two. 22 people said Pill. What are the other three?
Go ahead, caller.
Cheryl says ill.
Ill. Ill is number five on the list. You got it.
There she goes.
There we go.
Ill. I-L-L. Ill is number five on the list. We're moving right along here. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, number one. 63 people said Bill. Pill, number two. 22 people said pill. Ill. Number five, I-L-L, two people said ill, but there are still two other answers on the list. 38 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. A little bit of a difficult category here when it comes to thinking up answers, but you know what? We just keep going along. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, and ill we have. Bill was one, 63 people. Pill was two, 22 people. And ill was five, two people. But there are two answers in there, three and four, that we do not have yet. Does anybody know what they are? 39 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tyler Hubbard tickets are the big ticket giveaway today for the Ohio State Fair tonight at 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center. Matt Stell will also be there with Tyler Hubbard. All right, who's got the two remaining answers? 39 minutes past the hour. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Doc, have you got something for a chill?
Chill is number four on the list. You got it.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Chill is number four on the list here. All right, knocking some of these dead here this morning. Is that the right word to use, knocking them dead, in this particular category? Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, chill, and ill. 63 people said Bill. 22 people said pill. Three people said chill. Two people said ill. Well, I'll get it right here eventually. 740-751-4038. One answer left on the list. You know, that's what I am, chill. I'm just chill here this morning. Okay. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. What is that last rhyming word? It was number 3 on the list here. 740-751-4038. All right. Bill number 1. That was the big one. 63 people said Bill. Pill number 2. 22 people said Pill. Chill was number 4. 3 people said Chill. And Ill was number 5. 2 people said Ill. Who has the remaining answers? Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. You know, a person out there listening right now who just sent me an answer. I'm not going to say the name because I don't think they want me to say the name. But a person sent me an answer. It is the right answer. So that person out there listening, they got it. And they got it a few minutes ago. So is somebody calling going to get the right answer? 740-751-4038. Are you running through those words in your mind that rhyme with will? Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, chill, and ill. What's number 3 on the list? 42 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, and the person online who got it here sent me that at 36 minutes past the hour this morning. So they've had it for the last 8 minutes. But do we have it? We don't yet. We need to get it. Tyler Hubbard tickets to the Ohio State Fair hang in the balance here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's kind of an interesting word that goes to the doctor category. Does anybody know what it would be? A word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Now think about it. Run all those words down that rhyme with will that possibly could be associated with a doctor. Bill, pill, chill, and ill are the answers that we have. 740-751-4038. Well, I think we must be stuck in a holding pattern here. Nobody has the answer. 740-751-4038. One answer to go, and we can wipe this category out. You know, I wonder if Tyler Hubbard would be any good tonight at the Ohio State. I'm sure he'll be good. But, you know, I don't think I've ever heard of Georgia-Florida line. I might have heard the name in passing. But I guess he's out performing on his own now, making a name on his own. Go ahead, caller.
I really don't want to interfere this much, but is it a four-letter word?
It is a four-letter word.
And does it start with K?
It does start with K.
Okay, that's my evaluation. It isn't a bad word. Because it's just, I'll give you something that'll kill that pain, you know.
That's how I took it. I didn't take it as, you know, offing somebody.
You're correct. Yep. Okay.
Kill. Thank you. Yes, name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, kill, chill, and ill. And our listener online had kill a few moments ago. Okay. Well, all right, we're getting a call here. Let's take the call, and then we'll come back to this. Maybe we're getting a call. Well, you know what? Keep on trying. We got a new category here. Okay, this is an interesting one. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. 5 answers. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. That's a fascinating question. 5 answers. This might be hard to get. I don't know. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there.
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I will say jail or prison, unless those are separate answers.
Nope, jail and prison are number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, I'll call back. Thank you.
Jail and prison, number one on the list. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that'd be just like you're talking about this morning. Somebody may be in that place, prison.
Prison, yes, number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, Scott.
Jail prison is number one on the list. It is the popular answer here this morning. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail prison was the popular answer. 36 people said jail prison. What other? We got four other answers here.
Go ahead, caller.
Related to the previous question, doctor's office or hospital or clinic or urgent care, unless those are different.
No, nothing medical.
No doctor's office or hospital?
Nope.
Okie dokie.
No doctor's office or hospital on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison, number one on the list. Four others to go, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
A cemetery.
Cemetery, number four on the list. You got it.
All right.
Cemetery is number four on the list here today. Name a person that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison, and a cemetery so far.
Go ahead, caller.
Sorry for a possible insult to your profession, Scott, but how about school?
No school on the list.
Well, that's good for you, isn't it?
That's good for me.
No school on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Jail, prison, number one. Cemetery, number four. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there.
All right, go ahead.
How about courtroom?
No courtroom on the list.
Okie dokie.
No courtroom on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison was number one. Cemetery was number four. Still have three other answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Have we gotten into another stumper of a category here? Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Tyler Hubbard tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And tomorrow we'll move into Dublin Irish Festival tickets. And we've also got some Ohio State Fair tickets. I believe tomorrow's Jeff Dunham at the Ohio State Fair. Very popular gentleman. 75 degrees here in the area, sunny skies. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail and the cemetery. I don't want to be in either one of those places. Go ahead, caller.
Office or office building, like people who don't want to be at their job?
Work. Yeah, work is number three on the list.
Well, that's not too good. Well, interesting that work is there, school is not.
Yeah, people would rather go to school than work, I guess.
I wasn't sure about cemetery, so this doesn't necessarily include living people.
Well, I don't know. You could be in a cemetery and be alive.
Okay, well, just checking on that. All right, see you later.
All right, name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. All right, jail number one. Work is number three. Cemetery is number four. We've still got number two and number five. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. Who's got the two remaining answers? There are probably a lot of places filled with people where people don't want to be. Don't you think? All right, let's go to the phones here and see what we got.
Go ahead, caller.
Maybe an event that turns into a riot.
No riots and no big events.
Okay, I just thought maybe the chaos break out and, you know, the become a riot. Okay, I got you.
No riots and no big events that would turn into riots on the list here today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, work, and the cemetery are the answers that we have so far. Still two other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining two answers? Jail and prison was number one. 36 people said jail, prison. Work was number three. 10 people said work. Cemetery was number four. 8 people said cemetery. Still two others on the list. Are we going to get the two other answers? Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hospital.
No hospital, but a good guess.
No hospital on the list today, but not a bad guess. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, work, cemetery. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Tickets to see Tyler Hubbard tonight at the Ohio State Fair hang in the balance. 53 minutes past the hour. Tomorrow, Jeff Dunham tickets and Dublin Irish Festival tickets. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers?
Go ahead.
Yeah, how about any floating device with a lot of people on it and starting to sink?
No floating, nothing on the water.
Nothing in the air?
Nothing in the air.
Nothing in the water, nothing in the air. How about that? All right. Well, let's see if this is one of our correct answers here today. Two left on the list here.
Go ahead, caller.
A Young Gravy concert?
Well, I wouldn't be caught dead there, but not on the list, unfortunately. Do you know who Tyler Hubbard is?
No, I never heard of him.
You're ready for the Jeff Dunham tomorrow, right?
None of the acts appeal to me.
Really? None of them this year? Willie Nelson was yours last year, wasn't it?
That was the end-all, be-all for me. That was the pinnacle.
Did you enjoy the Harding show yesterday?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad you did.
Yes.
All right.
So much focus gets put on, what was that chick that he cheated with?
That produced the grandson?
Yeah, what's her name?
Nan Britton.
Yeah, all the focus gets put on her, but I kind of feel bad for Florence. Like, good, bad, or indifferent, that was her husband, and, I mean, she got cheated on.
Well, several times, with several different women.
Yeah, if people want to talk about what kind of a stick in the mud she was and her health conditions and maybe she wasn't the most beautiful person in the world and blah, 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 blah. Well, she was apparently good enough for him to marry at one point in time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't really know what the situation was there. I know she became ill not too long after they were married, and I guess he got the wandering eye.
Yeah, so much for that whole in sickness and, health.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting thing because obviously we had the conversation Friday night. Does his personal character impact his place as a president? I don't know. I think that's...
Well, I mean, everybody's acting like this is something to be celebrated, but it's kind of
to celebrate the 100th anniversary of his death?
No, his infidelity.
Oh, no, I don't think we should celebrate his infidelity, but I think we certainly cannot say that he doesn't have a grandson.
I'm all for acknowledgement, but, and another thing, what does he expect from these people? He's, like, such a, you know, like, kind of a victim mentality here. I mean, what does he want, like, a hug and a fruitcake or something?
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want a fruitcake, but what I think he wants is, he didn't even get an invitation to his own grandfather's 100th celebration yesterday at the Harding
Hall. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, and good on him for calling those people out by name. That was pretty, savage.
Well, I knew something was going to happen. I knew that was going to be the only interview he was going to do yesterday, and I got the impression that it was going to be, I didn't know what it was going to be, but I got the feeling that that day was symbolic for him. Do you think Harding was murdered? I thought that was a revelation yesterday, that he thinks his grandfather was murdered by said wife.
No.
So you think he just died of natural causes. Heart.
Yeah, sometimes people just have a tendency to over-sensationalize things.
That could be. It could be. I don't know. It's very interesting when you think about it.
I mean, look, I wasn't there. Anything's possible, but I just, more than likely, nobody did him in.
Well, I don't think Jim has a reason to lie, and I think it's very interesting that his grandmother said that President Harding told her personally that he feared for his life. That's odd.
Well, you know, there's a common thing amongst us ID channel people. You always, well, okay, always is a strong word. Generally speaking, most people meet their killer halfway. Hey, maybe keep it in your pants if you don't want to get off.
Well, that's a, you know, that if that isn't built in for a morning show, I don't know what is.
Bye, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison, work, meetings, cemetery. Also, if anybody wants any tickets tonight to Tyler Hubbard, give me a buzz. We got 2 minutes left here on the air. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Celeste Center tonight at 7 p.m. I can get you some tickets if you'd like them. 740-751-4038. Or if you want to answer another trivia question here, we can do that as well. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison was number one, 36 people. Work, number three, 10 people. Cemetery, number four, 8 people said the cemetery. Still got about one minute left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you guys were talking about the possibility Harding was murdered.
Yes, with a minute left to go.
Okay. We're going down the conspiracy theory here. Think about it. The doctor, according to that interview you did with Craig Schumer, giving him enemas 3 times a day, the man died of dehydration. That could be considered murder because the doctor should have known better.
But did the doctor do it on purpose? That would be the difference between manslaughter and murder.
That's what I'm saying. He should have knew better. He should have been giving him an IV fluids to keep him hydrated, but he apparently didn't.
So he was
giving him enemas 3 times a day. He dehydrated. That's why his heart gave out.
So do you think he did it on purpose with 10 seconds left to go?
It's entirely possible.
Sounds good. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout. We're done for the day.